So reading from, we're finishing Radharasunidhi verse number 37, and with the lila that arises from meditating on the seva, and these verses and these shastras, they serve to take us out of this world, which is certainly a welcome idea, because the world as we live in is not so wonderful. Or the people in it, are they very wonderful or beautiful or sweet, kind, gentle, loving and caring? But the world we want to enter, the Loka Vrindavan, is a world of real human beings, real people that love and care and live in. Love and care and live and share together. And they have so many wonderful experiences, and we can be part of it directly, as much as we want to be, as much as our rag and our hankering and our desire and our interest goes in that direction, we're certainly welcome. Our gurus and our guru varg are ever waiting to introduce us there to Radha and Krishna. There's never a shortage of servants or a shortage of space or a shortage of opportunities to serve intimately Radha and Krishna. Because the spiritual world is infinite in dimension. It's unlimited in dimension. So there is room for everyone. As I mentioned earlier, there's one spiritual world for every liberated soul. World means area of consciousness, not world in the sense of a planet, because Goloka is not really a planet. It's a plane, a spiritual plane of consciousness, and exists right within us, or exists far beyond us. If you want to measure it by going far beyond, then you can see descriptions of the universe and Gopu Kumar and Brihad Bhagavatamrita traveling from one planet to another planet, and experiencing the various positions there and situations and exchanges there with demigods and Janulok and Maharlok and Tapalok, visiting rishis and meditative sages, advising him to meditate within his heart. God is within his heart. They were all Atmaram yogis, city yogis living on top of Loka. And he said, no thanks, really it doesn't appeal to me. I am always seeing Krishna in my heart. I want to see him with my eyes. I want to touch him with my hands. I want to embrace him, play with him, be with him. And he went on and on and on. And finally, as the external linear consideration, it appears that he's going from higher planet to higher planet to higher planet. And these are planets, and they're called lokas, Janalok, Tapalok. But ultimately, they're planes of consciousness because it's inconceivable. This plane that we live in, this is Bhumi Loka, and has length and width and depth and forms. But if you go to Brahma Loka, where Lord Brahma lives, he lives in a plane of intellect. There's only intellect there. There's no bones, no veins, no arteries. His whole realm is made of buddhi. It's just not transcendental, but intelligence. Even the devatas, Indra, Varuna, they're not made of gross materials as we know it. So it's a little hard to understand. But when you go to Goloka, then that whole plane is the plane of Bhav, Mahabhav. It's a realm of pure love. And Radha and Krishna's bodies are made of prema. And everyone is talking about Prem Sarup. And that is really the whole plane is everyone has a Prem Sarup. And the whole place, yeah, that works. The whole, just be a Laja Gopi. So, and flies are too much demanding attention. So when we go there, it's described in Premang Bhoja Makaranda by Raghunath Das Goswami, he describes the form of Radharani, which is recounted by Krishna's Kaviraj in the Madhya Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, describing what is Radharani's eyes are her covered anger, her hair is her pride, and you see all kinds of amazing. It's describing bodily, what we know as bodily parts: eyes, hair, face, breast, chest, arms, legs, and her sari and her choli and all the decorations of her body itself, the decorations of Radharani's transcendental form, and every aspect of her form is made of Mahabhav. So to put it succinctly, the acharyas generally summarize it by saying, Radharani is made of Mahabhav from head to toe. Mahabhav. And everyone else, that's the Mahabhav, Madan and Modan, Mahabhav stages of this highest expression of prema is Radharani. But everyone, from the squirrels to the monkeys, to the trees and the grass and the Vrindavan and the forest, they're all made of prema. Because without prema you can't enter there. So how to figure that out, how to touch that, how to measure that, how to understand it, we can't. Don't even try. They'll just crack your head. They'll just crack your head and cry and fall on the ground and cry, kick your feet. You won't be able to understand. You'll go into a mental tantrum, like a child when he's angry and frustrated, he goes into a tantrum, cries, rolls around the floor. Better we just accept the amazing proposal before us and endeavor our best to attain it, life after life. So each of these verses, the acharyas, the ever-compassionate and kind acharyas are taking us out of this world. This is the world. The world of seva, the world of love, the world of intimacy, the world of fulfillment, the world of satisfaction. And it's completely active. Completely active. There's no modes of nature there. There's no tamagun or any of these debilitating features of this material world, like time and death. And all these other things that we are impinged by. It's a free realm of unlimited time, unlimited space, and unlimited love. This is Goloka. Even the microphones are fully conscious and can appreciate Mahaprasadam. So this verse, we're finished. We said yesterday we would speak the Leela behind this verse, and then the poem in Bengali that beautifully summarizes the content of verse 37 of Radharasudhanidhi. So, we'll do that. The translation of the verse, as you remember, the Manjari is praying and hankering for the opportunity to serve Radharani in decorating her body, painting her face and her breast with patterns of beautiful creeper with leaves on it. And you must have seen in various deities, or you do yourself. It's a little difficult. My Govardhan Shila is only about this big. You close your hand, you fit him inside. Can't find him. It's a little small. It's hard to paint. It's quite a challenge to paint his face, especially when don't even know what you're doing. But then weave a garland, weaving a garland, and you want to decorate Radharani's body with different ornaments, which we highlighted yesterday. Her love locket, her love locket with the face of Shyam inside. When I asked my Gurudev, I said, Krishna wears a locket around his neck also, with Radharani's picture in it, as described. Can you tell me what that looks like? What is it, Radharani's face? Because that's what he said about Krishna. Radha's picture of Krishna. And he said, I haven't seen, I can't tell you. I thought that's honesty at its highest level. He said, I haven't seen what you whatever you see, you reflect upon that, what you have realized. I said, well, I better keep chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. I thought it's easier just to ask someone who's been there or to tell you. But sometimes you have to do your homework. No one else will do your homework for you. We have to tread the path of bhajan. We have to become free from anarthas, common growth and love and lust and greed. This is our challenge and our life's endeavor, our many life's endeavor. So then the Leela behind us, that after Radha and Krishna have enjoyed intimately, Srimati Radharani tells her Nagara, her romantic gallant hero named Shyam, quickly dress me before the Ashtasakis come here and embarrass me and make fun of me by catching me all like this, in a big tussle and disheveled hair and no kajal on my eyes because it was removed by some very aggressive blue parrot who landed on my face and took away all the kajal from my eyes by his repeated kisses. This is really ridiculous. It's flies. They're like on the movie, you can see in the film all so many flies dancing. You can hear them too on the soundtrack. It's really not Hollywood in any way. It's what you call disturbing. That's nice. That's sweet. Here we go. What happened?
Essence.
Oh yeah, we used to have incense. We forgot about that. Yeah. You have some?
Yeah, yeah.
You're really well equipped. Very good. Well, I guess you're made of seva, so you're exhibiting your lakshana of rendering seva for the cause of the glorification of Radha and Krishna. What a better way to serve. Yeah, we got a whole armor here. It's like, I don't know. If I breathe it, I may die. I don't know. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, basically, Krishna tells in Gita, no matter what happens, you have to tolerate and push on. And that's life itself, and we all know that very well. So bear with me. I'll try to be a little bit of an Atmaram Muni, pretend, and read these stories here. This is the most challenging, the most beautiful place to give class I've ever been to is here. And the most challenging place is here. Because I've been in so many air-conditioned halls and very nice situations, but not like this. Radharani's devotees are speaking. So nice katha. It's just sitting here is worth the 1 hour, even if you don't hear anything. And if you hear something, then it's any value, that's even better. Yeah, no, yeah. You have to see which way the wind's blowing and make it. It should come right across like this, you know. So here they are, the divine couple, Radha and Krishna. And Radharani is taking a Swadina Bhatrika mood of ordering and demanding and controlling Krishna. He loves it because he's controlling and demanding and ordering everyone in the universe, do this and do that, through the modes of nature. So when someone says, hey, listen, big boy, big boss, hey, Parameshwara, brush my hair, paint my face, restring my garlands, pick up my broken pearl necklace and put it back together again. You did it, now fix it. Krishna, yes. Dasosmi. Oh, Radha, 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 Dasosmi. I am your Das. It begins there. This idea of Das, Gopi Bhartu, Padakamalayor, Das, 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 Das. It begins with Krishna. What's the big deal? Why is it so hard to become a servant of the servant? Everyone wants to be God. So then be like God. And God is a servant of the servant of the servants. Wow. how is that? It seems contradictory. How can you be God and become the servant also? God means, hey, I'm big, you're small, serve me. No, it's not like that. He's the biggest. No one's bigger than him. Purushottam. Oh, it's so nice. They're feeling good. Those are the Bilbos. Maybe, I don't know, sometimes they talk like that when cats come. So Krishna attempts to follow Radharani's order and do his seva, his guru seva, as he tells in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radhikaro Prema Guru Ami Shishya Nath. Nath. Or Nachaimu. He says, Radhikara Prema Guru Ami Shishya Nath. Radharani, Srimati Radhika, is my guru. She's my teacher. And she teaches me about love. But even then, I haven't learned. I studied my whole life. And day and night, I study with Radharani. In the day and in the night, and here and there and everywhere, I study very diligently and very attentively. And very dutifully and heartfully, and with all my everything I have, I threw into my studies on love, but I failed. I failed the course. I had to take it again. Sometimes it happens, you fail the course. So I had to take it again, and here I am. Gauranga! Gauranga came to learn, to try to finish that course that Radharani started teaching him, and that's why he's telling. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radhikara, Prema Guru, Ami Shishya Nath. Radharani, Srimati Radhika is my guru of Prema, and I'm dancing. Ami Shishya Nath. Ami, I'm a Shishya, I'm a disciple, and I'm not Chaiva. I'm dancing. And Radharani's making me dance. She's pulling the strings. That's Gauranga. Who's Krishna? So in Krishna Lila, Radharani is also pulling the strings. Brush my hair. The strings means the minaret or the whatever they call those little dancing type puppets, minarets or something. Marionettes, thank you. They have some thing with strings controlling this little puppet, pratima, whatever they call it, right? An act and the voice. So Krishna is. Krishna, Maya Devi Durga, that painting is there in the Bhagavad Gita of ISKCON. She has strings on the Tamagun and Rajagun and Sattvagun, and we're all moving on the strings of the Triguna Mayi. We're dancing. We're dancing in Maya. And it's a dance of devastation. We're being destroyed. It's like Shiva's Nataraj. Tandava Nritya. Tandava Nritya is a dance of destruction at the time of Pralaya, and he stomps down and crushes everything and everyone in the universe. And he loves it. Yeah. Tamagun Kijai. That's the ultimate. So Krishna is dancing, but when he starts doing his seva, his guru-given seva, painting Radharani's cheeks and her chest, and his hand starts trembling because he's in ecstasy and his hair is standing on end and he can't even hold a paintbrush. And seeing Shyam's condition, Nagari Kishori Mani Radha, she says, oh, what are you doing? Quickly dress me. And she turns to her maidservant and says, hey, Navadasi, quickly dress me. This my lover has lost control of his mind. And when you lose control of your mind, you lose control of your senses. He can't do it properly. So then the maidservant, that's you in your meditation, she gently pushes Krishna away. Excuse me, Buster. Move aside. You can't do it right. Now just watch. Very nice. Very neatly, expertly. Each dot is exactly spaced with the other dot. Not even a micron of space difference. One dot, the other dot. Precision. Chatur Paricharani. Chatur Paricharani means expert Manjari. And just no trembling. Just relax. Krishna's like, how does she do it? How is it possible? She's so calm, cool. Because she's pure seva. Krishna's service mood is mixed with enjoyment, you know. Krishna's, he's a little like some neophyte devotees. Yeah, I want to serve, but I want to enjoy. Yes, Gurudev, I want to serve. Krishna, I really want to serve you. But, you know, I do have a slight personal agenda. I do like to enjoy. But the Manjari is koine. There's no icha for any, no vasana. No vasana or no desire except to make Radharani happy, pleased. So Krishna is watching this Manjari, and then he's thinking, oh, how unqualified I am. I would really be blessed if I was so fortunate like the Manjaris. Then I could truly serve Radharani in the right way, and she would be happy with me. She just pushed me away with the hands of this Manjari. Anyway, maybe next time I'll try. So the maidservant expertly draws rows of leaves on Nagari Mani's breasts and cheeks, while Nagara witnesses the expertise of the maidservant in great astonishment. How do you do it? If you've ever watched an artist, or on the streets of some cities, they have these sketch wallas. They have a piece of paper and they sketch your face, the portraits, and they're really good. And they're really fast. I know, because we did book distribution in San Francisco on the streets by the wharf, what they call near the water, the bay, 40 years ago. And these all kinds of street hawkers and all kinds of interesting people are out there with the tourists, and one of them are these guys. And they so quickly, you just sit there and on a chair, a little stool, and they go, da-da-da-da-da, 1 minute, and they hand you a piece of paper, 100 rupees. It looks exactly like you. Have you ever seen? They sketch, you know, charcoal or whatever. So imagine the Manjaris are 1,000 times more expert than that in dressing Radharani. And, of course, we better just think of this and not that, but sometimes you can see, because many of the things here, it's Nara Leela, dressing and decorating, goes on here too. But there it's our eternal seva. So then the maidservant straightens Swamini's loosened hair and weaves it into a braid with beautiful garlands of fresh jasmines and decorates Radharani's limbs with different ornaments. Haripad Srila puts this all in Bengali and says, Hey Radhe Rajanandini, Hey Radhe Rajanandini, Gandharvika Thakurani, Krishna Mayi Krishna Priyatama, Nibritini Kunjakabe Dui Ganda Kucha Juge, Patravali Koribe Yurachana. Hey Radharani, hey daughter of the king of Braj, at least king of Varsana. Hey Gandharvika Thakurani, you're the great queen and mistress of Vrindavan. You're a beautiful, fragrant, dancing, beautiful girl. Krishna Mayi Krishna Priyatama. You're the Priyatama, you're the Uttam of the Priyas. There's so many Priyas. Vrindadevi's Priya and Lalita and Vishaka, they're all very Priya and very dear and beloved of Krishna, but Radharani is the Uttam, topmost, Priyatama. Priyaji and Priyatam, and Priyaji and Priyatam, as the Nimbarkis say, Priya Priyatam. Yugo, they worship Priya Priyatam. So this is, he's glorifying Radharani as Krishna Priyatama. She's the greatest and topmost, dearest, beloved of Krishna, above all the rest. Why? First, he qualifies, why is Radharani have the title Krishna Priyatama? Because she's Krishna Mayi. Krishna Mayi, Krishna Priyatama. So if you're Krishna Mayi, which means every fingernail, every hair on your body, every part of your existence is only for Krishna, and at the topmost level, then you become Krishna Mayi. You're saturated and made of Krishna within and without. So then, Nibritini Kunja Kabe Dui Ganda Kucha. Kabe, when will I enter that very confidential secret, Nibritini Kunja, and I will render this beautiful service, Patravali, Koribo Rochana, then I'll paint your form with beautiful leaves. Hey Charo Chandranane, hey Charo Chandranane, Navina Malika Dhame, Bandibo Ki Vichitra Kabari, Ange Ange Shayantane, Nana Ratna Abarane, Alankrita Koribo Ki Shodi. Hey Charo, oh beautiful. Charo means beautiful. We have Bhakti Charu Swami. So Charu means beautiful. And Chandanana means, Anana means face. And Chandra means moon. So, one with a beautiful moon-like face, radiant, gentle, soft, attractive, and full of romance. This is Radharani's face. Navina Malika Dame. And I will offer you a Navika, a new Malika flower. Bandibo ki vichitra kabari. Kabari means Radharani's kabari. Kabari means her beni, her braid. And vichitra means wonderful and very expert, very extremely variegated and interesting arrangement I will make and decorate her hair. And it says bandibo, bund. Bund means I will bind it. I will tie it in a very wonderful, interesting way. Because there's quite a talent to hairdressing. And the Mandris are the most talented hairdressers in creation. No one can set hair, or make hair, tease hair, brush hair, whatever you can do with hair like them. And they can tie or braid and then make it in different ways and so many things. And he says, Ange Ange Shaya, your Nana Ratna, so many varieties of jewels I will ornament your body, Alankrita, and your Kishori, O Koribo Kishori. Bhushita Koriya Anga, Bhushna Bhushna Anga, Koto Dine Koribo Darshane, Bane Sri Prabodhananda, Hey Ban, Banu Kula Chand, Kripa Ditte Chaho Morapan. It's a beautiful name for Radharani. There are many nice names here. Very nice Radhanam Sankirtan. We have Harinam Sankirtan. This is Radhanam Sankirtan. Radhe, Rajanandini, Gandharvika, Thakurani, Krishna Mai, Priyattama, Krishna Priyattama, these are all names of Radharani. Then Kishori, and then now we have Banu Kula Chand. Banu, Prishabanu, Kula means family, Chand means moon. You are the moon of your dynasty. There's in your dynasty there's so many members. There's your mother and your mother-in-law and your mother and grandmother. And they're all like stars of your dynasty. They're like Tara. Tara's in your dynasty. Tara means stars. But you are the moon of your whole dynasty. Your whole dynasty is like a forest of trees. And you're like that one Chandan tree in that forest. If there's only one Chandan tree in the forest, the entire forest will smell like Chandan. That's what we buy when we buy Chandan. The more costly Chandan you buy means the trees are growing closer to the original Mother Chandan. And the Mother Chandan is so fragrant that she emanates this beautiful Chandan fragrance. And then the fast-growing trees that are planted closest to the Mother Chandan, they absorb the fragrance the most. And they're the most costly Chandan. Many times you buy in the market today, it's all fake. It doesn't even smell like sandalwood, unfortunately. But as Krishna says in Bhagavatam, Bhava Grahi Janardhan, Janardhan, you're worshipped by everyone, Jana Ardhan. You're that one person that is worshipable, Ardhan, by all the Jana, by all the people. And Bhava Grahi, you accept the essence, you accept the deeper meaning, the deeper feeling and essence of a devotee's bhav. Of his love, of his feelings, his sentiments, his mood. Okay, he wants to observe 21 days of Chandan Yatra. He's sincere, or she, whomever, a devotee. And they go to the market and to a well-minding, good store. Oh, is this pure Chandan? Yeah, sabse pure. This is very pure. Okay, and you get so many kilos and you grind it for days and days and make all these mountains and mountains of Chandan. And you decorate Thakurji one day, at least, on Akshay Naomi or whatever it is. And then for 21 days, like Jagannath, you decorate with Chandan. And it's not Chandan at all. It's just fake. But and Krishna knows it very well, and you may know or not know, depending on how dull you are, or how aware you are, or how educated you are. But Krishna says, I don't care. I accept your love. He says twice in Gita, in that verse about offering prasadam, he says, it's your the bhakti, I'm looking for bhakti, not leaves, flowers, and fruits. Patram pushpam phalam dayam yome bhakti prayachati. Ashnami tatamna. He says it with bhakti. You offer me with devotion, and you offer me with devotion, he says it twice. He says, Ashnami. The word he says is Patram Pushram Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakti Prashnam Ashnami Priyat. He says Ashnami mean the word Ashnami means I eat. You offer me a leaf, I eat the leaf. You offer me a flower, I eat the flower. Of course in modern hippie cooking there's flower salads and things like that. You can put rose petals in and all kinds of flowers and you can make saute them and there's lots of things. In fact in Radharani cooks she also makes some. In Govinda Lilamrita, in the morning she cooks some, she sautés some flowers in a casserole type thing, cream sauce, and she serves Krishna some flowers, F-L-O-W-E-R-S, pushpa, pushpa sabji. So, like I say, everything begins there. I can remember sometimes in a season when there's lots of roses, I take, because they're organic roses, I take off the petals and throw it in Giriraj's salad. It's very colorful. Red, you know, reminds him, it's like, gives him a reminder of Radharani's anurag. I'm doing that for to stimulate his love and interest in Radharani. These guys are not appreciated. They're owls, by the way, in case you're wondering who that is. You know, owl? They have these Vrindavan owls, they bend like, they, when you look at them, they bend down like this. They're very cute. They have these big eyes. You know, owl has like a flat face and these big eyes. And when that's their scare technique. If they're standing on a branch, you look at them, they go, doot, 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 doot. Their head just goes up and down. And then if you go like that, with like they are, then they do it more. It's very funny. They're considered somewhat a mongol on one side, but on the other side, they say the Lakshmi Devi's Wahan. Everyone, have all the devas and devis have Wahans. They're carriers. So they say that Lakshmi rides on an owl. So if we get Lakshmi Devi favors us, that's a good deal. If you're wealthy or rich. At any rate, they're part of the cast of players here on Krishna's Nitya Leela. And they come on time every time, around this time. They're very good devotees, they're very punctual. They come and say their few words and then they take off. They're nocturnal, they usually don't even come out, but in Braj everything's upside down. I sleep on the roof sometimes in the summer, it's 1 o'clock at night, birds are flying overhead singing. I said, you're supposed to be sleeping. I don't even know what kind of birds they are, chatiki or I don't know what they are. I said, what are you doing? At 1 o'clock. It's not in the west, the birds go to sleep in the trees. Braj is transcendental. And as we become transcendental, we start to appreciate the transcendence of it all and even see it at some beautiful juncture of time by the mercy of Krishna and Guru. So that's the last line. He was just saying that, when can I see your beautifully decorated, O moon of Vrishabhanu's dynasty, cast a merciful glance on me. So that concludes verse 37. Now we're going to go to verse 246. And there's a series of three verses here which are really amazing. And this is now, because we're in the last few days, in fact, Sunday will be the last class, I believe. Is that correct? 14th is Purnima on Sunday. Am I right? Today's the first day of Bija Panchaka for those tapasvis and tapasvinis. They want to be like yogis instead of bhaktas. It's not much done. Hardly anyone does Bhishma Panchaka except ISKCON. I'll tell you the truth. I know everybody around here is Jai Bhishma Devi. Hare Krishna. But myself and Indra, like 28 years ago, we found out about this thing, Bhishma Panchaka, so we went a little mad about it. Now it became kind of, now it's in the last 10 years, it's a big rage, all the RISKCON, isn't it? Mayapur especially, I think. Community function. But it's not mentioned. It's mentioned in one verse, in the entire Hari Bhakti Vilas. At the end of one chapter, he says, oh, there, maybe it's even the last verse of the book, I'm not sure. So there's another vrata called Bhisham Panchaka. And if you want, you can look in the Puranas about that. But when he talks about Janmashtami or Ekadasi or Kartik, so many shlokas and so many things to do and pujas and fastings and foods to restrain from it. And it's because these are the special vrats, and not even all of Hari Bhakti Vilas, hardly any of it anyone even follows, nor is it necessary for Raghunuga Bhakti. But there are some parts which we do follow, especially Kartik Vrat, which Prabhupada also observed in 1972. He stayed in Damodar Temple and observed it. So he set the example of, yes, I'm observing Kartik Vrat, which he also did for 10 years when he lived in Damodar. So this verse, 246, is Shardula Vikritita, Shardula Vikritita Chanda, Chandas, which means, the translation of this phrase, Shardula Vikritita Chandas, means the poetic meter, which is actually reflective of Six Goswami's prayer. But the translation of this Sanskrit, this meter is supposed to convey this mood. One who sports about like a tiger. There's 19 syllables per line. This verse is very popular. The first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmadyasya Yata Itaratastra Vesha Vigyaswarat, that's set up like this. And so is Chaita Dharpana Marjan, the first verse. But it's pretty much like Six Goswamis. But that this Shardula Vikrita means to play. And Shardula means, I guess, sporting around like a tiger, you know, tiger. Nilendi varabrinda kanti lahari choram kishora dvayam twaye tat kuchayosh kastikim idam rupena samohanam twanmam atma sakim kuru dvi taruniyam nodriddam shlishyati Svachayam abhivikshyamuyati haro radhasmitam patuva. This title of this verse is The Manjaris. The Manjaris and Krishna's Reflection. I try to title all the classes with the word Manjaris. So everyone says, when they search, they say, oh, this is something about Manjaris. Because not that many sites or places on the net you'll find people talking about Manjaris. Only a few crazy, well, I mean, a few realized souls, you know, highly realized Premi Bhaktas there, giving classes, and then a few crazy men also. So in these next three verses, are discussing some of the very amazing and confidential leelas of Radha Govinda Yugal. The Manjaris means you, the Kinkaris, the Manjaris, Suparicharanis, Anucharanis. They're right there serving in various needful ways, and experiencing the utmost bliss by directly taking part in Radha Krishna's wonderfully sweet Braja Nikunja Leelas. In today's verse 246, it's a combination of two Gona Rasas that are nourishing and enhancing the primary Rasa of conjugal love between Radha and Krishna, Madhur Rati. And one Rasa is Adbhuta and Hasya. Adbhuta means amazing. It's amazing. This whole description, which will unfold before our ears and hearts, is amazing. And it's, so that's Adbhut. And then it's Hasya, Hasita. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's humorous. And Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pad, he has one entire chapter called Laughing Ecstasy. Like all these pandas, when they engage people before they ask for a donation, they ask them to laugh. Oh, say ha ha ha, and everybody goes ha 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 ha. So laugh, and then he said, okay, now give me 1,000 rupees. Oh, okay, yeah. So they make everyone laugh, so it's rather artificial, obviously. It's not spontaneous. But there in that chapter of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it's called Laughing Ecstasy. And it describes an amazing chapter. Whenever I felt sad and depressed and unhappy on Sankirtan 40 years ago at the Los Angeles airport, which I also distributed at, I would sit down with Nectar of Instruction and read this chapter, Laughing Ecstasy. It's amazing. I hope you've read it, and if you've not, if you haven't, there's a great treasure waiting for you called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's such a treasure. Ujjala Neelamani, of course, is the graduate study for the Raghunuga Bhakti, who's fixed and firm in his determination to be Radharani's kinkari. Then it makes a lot of sense to study that. But there's lots of Tattvan philosophy there also, Ujjala Neelamani. But Prabhupada didn't give us that during his manifest time here, probably would have by now. Bhano Swami has translated, and there are other editions, if you're fortunate, you can get a hold of. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it's an amazing book, and Prabhupada gave us that in 1969. So in this chapter, it describes different types of smiling. There's hasita, and atihasita, and prahasita. There's four different kinds of laughing. And now talk about dynamic world. Here we just say, ha ha ha. He, 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 ho, ho, ho. That's about it. Ha, ha, ha. But there, and then it describes, it gives a title, prahasita and hasita and atihasita. Ati means excessively funny. Hasita means funny. And atihasita means excessively funny. And then prahasita, and it says, this. When one hears this joke, then he smiles slightly. Like Russians, they tell the best joke on when you're on Prikma, Brajamandala Prikma, the Russians go, like the proverbial Cheshire cat, you know. But anyone from America or Europe, right, they're just laughing, rolling on the ground with the same joke, a Russian. They're very controlled. I've had the experience, I'm sitting here, and these yatras, the 300 people, and most all of them from Russia, and a few people sit in the front from Europe and America. And they're laughing like anything, and they're looking at each other. What did he say? Was it funny? Was it? So there, that describe that some you're laughing and showing part of your teeth, like some you're showing all your teeth and you're holding your belly and falling on the ground. It's so beautiful. You should see it. It's called Laughing Ecstasy, and Vishaka, of course, you know, she's also featured there. And all the coward boys and the gopis and there's, anyway, you have to read it. I'm not going to tell you, because the gopis meet one old gopi. They meet this one elderly gopi named Jara. Interesting name, because people in the Vedas are often named after their particular characteristics or lakshana. Duryodhan means he was a very hard fighter. Duryodhan. Yuda means fighting, Dura means very difficult to defeat. Dura means difficult, hard, far, Dura. Durdarshan means seeing far away. So he was a Duryodhan, he was very like this. So this lady's name was Jara, and Jara means old age. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, Dukkha, Doshana, Darshanam. Krishna's telling in Bhagavad Gita. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, Dukkha, Doshana, Darshanam. These are the four features of the material world. Birth, Janma, then Jara. It's not in sequence. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. For some reason, Krishna wanted to tell it like that. He said, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. In terms of sequence, first you're born, then you get diseased, then you get old, Jara. Janma, Jara, Vyadi, Marana, or Mrityu. And then dukkha dosh anodarshana. Dukkha dosh anodarshana. This is it. This is the material world at its best. You're born, you die, you get old, you get diseased, and finished. And in between there's dukkha and dosh. There's unhappiness, sadness, frustration, brokenheartedness. Dukkha and then dosh. Faults. So many faults. So many problems and faults. Dukkha. And then do they come once in your life? once in 100 years, you see one fault or have one unhappy experience, they come one after another. Anu. Anu darshan means you see them again and again. Anu, following one after the other. Oh, I thought growing up was bad. It was so difficult to grow up. Now I'm grown up. Oh, it's even more difficult to be a grown up. Everything, oh, so much dosh and difficulty. This is it. This is our mercy, our blessing that we get serious to get out. So here, in this verse, which we read, let's read the translation. It's a very humorous verse. You can read that and find out about humor. So it reveals the astonishing beauty of Shyamasundara and the sweet smile of Srimati Radhika. And that sweet smile of Srimati Radhika, what she reveals in this verse, is the very wealth and treasure of the Kinkaris. The Kinkaris, they live for Radharani, and they live by Radharani, and they live with Radharani. And everything, all their happiness is Radharani. So when Radharani smiles and the Kinkaris smile, when Radharani is unhappy, the Kinkaris, the Manjaris are unhappy. Even if they're in a kunj, they're here in Radhakund. And they're here at 11 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, and they're preparing a beautiful flower bed for Radharani. And they're anticipating that very soon Radharani will come here to Madana Sukhada Kunj. And they will be here with their Yuteshwari, Vishaka, and serve Radharani. So making very tasteful, beautiful, wonderful, colorful, and fragrant arrangements for Radharani and her Kunja and Madan Sukhada. And they're so happy and they're excited doing their seva. Then the parrot comes and tells them, guess what? Radharani's not coming. Jatila locked her in the house in Yavat. And Radharani's crying in Yavat, which is 40 kilometers from here. And as soon as Radharani starts crying in Yavat, the Manjari in Radhakund starts crying. Bhav Tadatmya. You're unhappy, I'm unhappy. You're crying, I'm crying. So here in this verse, it's not a crying verse, it's a hasya ras. And Radharani smiles at the amazing sight that she perceives in front of her. And the Manjaris are always fixed and riveted and focused on Radharani's eyes, her eye movements, her face, her lips, how she moves. Because every movement or every mudra of Radharani's hand or movement of her eyebrow or her eyes, nose, anything can indicate some seva. It can be an indicator of desired seva at a particular moment in the course of a lila. So the Manjaris are expert. They're so attentive. We hear in the first canto of Bhagavatam, when the rishis were assembled with Sonaka Muni and Sutta Goswami and Naimisharanya, they were so attentive that there was this young boy, 16-year-old Shukadeva Goswami, sitting there under the banyan tree and Sukratala, and he's speaking this Bhagavat Tattva, Bhagavat philosophy. And all the greatest or Chiranjis, Vashishta Muni was all the way from Treta Yuga. He was 3 million years old. Vashishta Muni, Chavana Rishi, and Vishwamrita Muni, all Vyasadeva, and of course that's the father of Shukadeva, is from this age. But there are sages from all different ages, Asita, Devala, Narada Muni. They're all there sitting in the Sangha, in the Satsang. Satam Prasangam Mamavirya Samvido. And how are they listening? It's described, how are they listening to the Gita? There is no microphone, no speakers and feedback and loud ear-breaking silver speakers. He was just speaking. One speaker, one hearer. At his feet was Prikshit Maharaj, was sitting listening. And everyone was hearing because they were wrapped in meditation. There was pin drop silence, as they say, totally silent. Everyone was just fixed, looking at Shukadeva Goswami, and their ears were like the ears of the Indian cows. You know, the Indian cows, they go like this and like that. They stand like this, then they go like this, then they go, or one ear goes like this, one ear goes back, and then this goes back, one ear comes forward, then goes back, then goes whoop. And if you want to play with the cows are going like this. And you walk nearby them and you make a funny sound, like, and they go, Their ears go back in that way to where that funny sound came. You can play with them, I do sometimes. And then, so they're really, really unidirectional ears, and Western cows, no way, never see it, no matter what Jersey cow or Holstein cow or any kind of Swiss cows or any kind of cows you want to imagine. They just, their ears just sit there and don't do anything except hear. But here the ears are dancing. So their ears were totally fixed on the sound vibration of Shabda Brahman coming from the lotus lips of Shukamuni at Shukartal. And this is how the Mandris are fixed, all their senses and attention on Radharani. Oh, she says. She just, and Radharani doesn't even know, but in her eyes, a message comes. She doesn't even know it. Just like you don't even know it, your phone's in your pocket on silent. Bing, you know, because you turn off that stupid sound. And you look later, oh, I got two messages. Then you respond to those, or you don't, you just erase them, or whatever. Depending on who you are. But the mantras, they're looking, oh, Radharani needs this. And it's just some glow in her eye indicates, oh, I want to be fanned. Or no, I don't want, stop fanning. That's how attentive they are. Just to the glow. She doesn't speak a word, just a move, just some vibration coming from her eye. This is the mandris. So this translation, this verse, which we'll read the translation and we'll continue discussing tomorrow. He's praying, may Sri Radha, may Sri Radha's smile protect, may Sri Radha's smile protect me when she smiles upon seeing Radharani smiling. The mandri is praying that, in other words, if we remember Radharani's smile, anyway, I don't want to get ahead of the game. That's my notes. Radharani, because it's kind of all like there and there, and then now it's here, so it all comes like this. So, translation. Radharani's smiling upon seeing Hari, who is seeing his own reflection in the shining golden breasts of Radharani. Then, when Krishna sees the reflection in Radharani's breast, Krishna says to the amazement, that's why I said it's a bhuta, it's a bhut, and it's funny. Because all the mandris know exactly what's going on, and Radharani knows exactly what's going on, and Krishna doesn't know anything that's going on. He is the butt of jokes, especially in this particular leela, which I like so much. Because it makes Krishna look funny. And Radharani is, Jai Shri. In all sincerity, in all seriousness, Krishna is looking at Radharani and saying, Radharani, I'm seeing two beautiful boys. Are you with me? Krishna is looking, as men always do, everywhere, even today, believe it or not. Krishna is looking at Radharani's breasts, and they're glowing with love and glowing with Mahabhav. And they're made of Mahabhav. And he's seeing reflection of two beautiful boys, one here and one here. And their effulgence and radiance is stealing the glories of a host of blue lotus flowers. Oh, I wonder why. That's an interesting coincidence. The two boys he's seeing have a blue color. How amazing. Everyone understands except him. I'm seeing these forms of these two boys and I'm becoming completely enchanted. Oh, Radharani, I have a request. Will you please make me your girlfriend? Will you make me a sakhi? And then so that these two boys can tightly embrace both you and me. Because if I become a sakhi and you're a sakhi, then these two boys, these two beautiful blue boys like Indivara flowers, like blue lotus flowers, then you can embrace one boy and I'll embrace another boy because I become a sakhi. can you do that for me? And Radharani, because she doesn't want to like fall off the asan, laughing, she just smiles. He's really intoxicated. This is called Prem Vibram. Prem Vibram, like Brahma Vimoha. Brahm means illusion. Vibram means completely, utterly out of it. Completely illusioned. So we'll continue tomorrow to find out. Now, does Radharani turn Krishna into a Sakhi so that she and Krishna can embrace those two beautiful, Krishna or Shyamala? Does Radharani turn Krishna into a Sakhi so then she and Shyamala Sakhi can embrace those two beautiful blue boys, reflected or appearing in her breast? Or does Radharani allow Krishna to stay as Shyamasundara and let him know that he's really an illusion? We have to find out tomorrow. Shri Radharasuranidhi ki jai, jai jai Shri Radhe, jai jai Shri Radhe, jai jai Shri Radhe.